Time to recap McCook City Council meeting number 2 for the month of April in our studios. City Manager Nate Schneider. How you doing, sir?
I'm good. How are you doing, Rich?
The TV star is here as Miranda welcomed you into the door
this morning. Yeah, that's always uncomfortable every time they say that they'd like to come up and do an interview. I'd rather just do the off-camera interviews. I appreciate, this is really nice coming in here talking to you because
sure.
No one can see me and my disheveled appearance and the sleep in my eye and all that good stuff.
Well, it's good on TV. I came down to do a little
fishing. It's very good. It's great publicity, and it is a very positive positive project for the city of McCook, and so we appreciate them coming out. They just need to interview Gene next time.
There you go, Councilman Gene Wayne. Good segue. How you doing, Gene?
I'm doing fine today. Thank you.
Great. Let's get to the agenda from last night. Anything first? Announcements and recognitions.
Yes, there's an airport advisory board meeting this coming Thursday at noon in the chamber, city council chambers. So at noon Thursday, airport advisory board.
Public hearings, Nebraska Liquor Control Commission had a couple of those yesterday, last night.
Right. The first one basically if everybody should know that Gary's Food has sold to a couple Dishman's out of, I think, North Platte, and it's going to become called Fresh Foods. And so basically, Rich, what this is we're just transferring the liquor license from Gary's Food over to the new owner. So we approved it last night. So it goes now to the Liquor Commission for their approval.
And that was one, and then you came back on a public hearing, a resolution for the final plat for the establishment of Walter's First Edition.
Basically, the final step is we've annexed this in. Now, this is basically, Rich, this is the sports complex with the areas just around there. There's some commercial lots, and then there's some residential lots that we want to bring in and to organize. And so we did this and this. So this was, again, on final approval last night also.
And that goes also with the, or is that different on the new comprehensive plan, zoning regulations, subdivision regulations?
That is different.
A little bit different. Yeah. That's different.
Yeah, so we've been working on our comprehensive plan, our zoning regs, and our subdivision regs for probably about 2 years now, I want to say. I think it was 23 when we started working on those. And we've had 4 public meetings, that would be in addition to the discussions that we've had at the Planning Commission level and then also at the Council level. And here recently at the last Planning Commission meeting, we had an opportunity to kind of give an update and then ask the Planning Commission what their preference would be as far as bringing forward the zoning regulations in a method that is going to not feel like they're drinking from a fire hose. So it took Barry Mooney, Tara Cutter, and myself about 6 months to get through everything and make the changes and additions that we wanted to make or see to make sure that the zoning regulations actually fit McCook. And we would spend an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours a day working on it whenever we had some time available. So there's a lot. And so our plan is to bring this to the Planning Commission on a monthly basis and then just take chunks at a time. And so what we decided for this upcoming May Planning Commission meeting was that we were going to take the first 3 chapters, which includes definitions, and there are a lot of definitions, and then we can refer those definitions forward to the text in each of the chapters, so that way we can make sure those definitions for those essential words, they actually match. In the past, we've had zoning regulations that didn't have correct definitions or sometimes didn't have important words included. So then you had to go back and rely on what the common definition was. But sometimes that's not exactly what we mean, because we can get specific with those definitions at times. So it's a painstaking process, but we need to make sure that we do this right, because we use these zoning regulations almost on an everyday basis. And so plan moving forward, we're going to take this to the Planning Commission. Council is welcome to attend. If we're going to have more than 3, we need to make sure that we advertise it as a public meeting of the council. But our plan is to make sure that we are able to get through this in the next year, so that way the zoning regs, the comp plan, and the subdivision regulations are all done, and we can make them effective. And then the 10-year period on those will run, because they're good for 10 years. Not that you can't have a little bit of overlap. Right now, we're still operating on our 2013, But that's because we're in the process of updating, and it takes a long time to update. So anyway, we just wanted to let the city council know what we're going to be doing with the planning commission, and hopefully we can get this done here by the end of 2025.
Proclamations designated April 25th is Arbor Day.
Right. Friday is Arbor Day, so we made a proclamation that Arbor Day.
And then we're going to be doing a tree planting ceremony sometime. Well, I know what time it is. It's going to be 8:30 on Friday, but we don't know the location. So Kyle had told the council last night, he said, originally we were talking about West Ridge, but that might be, and we've also talked about Russell Park. So we're just trying to figure out the best location. And so Kyle will send out a notice to the media, giving everybody an opportunity to attend if they want to attend. We should have that solidified here in the next day or two.
Okay. Consent agenda, anything polled for discussion?
Right. There was one item polled, Rich. It was item number E. Family Resource uses the old public safety building as the location for their business. And over the years, they have expanded their product. And so they began to use more and more of the safety building. So they came back and asked for a new lease indicating this increased area that they're using. And so Councilman Calvin pulled it last night. He has some concerns. He's concerned about is we're increasing the amount of space that they're using, but the cost of the lease doesn't go up. And he's wondering if that is fair to the citizens of McCook. So the motion was made to table it and then ask the city staff to look at other leases and bring back additional information at a future meeting. The motion was made to table it, and the vote was 3-2 to table it. So this has been tabled. We'll bring it back later at a future meeting and talk about this. So,
anything else?
Nope. All right. That's right.
Also, the Creative District was on hand requesting with some of their Third Thursday events, which are going to be a lot of fun this spring and summertime.
Yeah. I think that's going to be starting here in May, and it's always kind of fun to be able to use the Norris Avenue area on the bricks for different activities, and so we're looking forward to it. There'll be different sponsorships and whatnot. So we're getting into the warmer weather, and so here we go. We're going to start doing some of those outdoor activities, and looking forward to some nice spring and summertime weather.
Regular agenda, approving the agreement between the City of McCook and Mammoth Sports Construction for the construction of the Gerald L. Walters Youth Sports Complex.
That's a mouthful, yeah.
Yes, it is. Kind of rolls off the tongue pretty good.
Yeah. Well, we are excited to have the opportunity to contract with Mammoth Sports Construction. They've served as our design firm, and they also have the capacity to go ahead and do the construction side as well, too, which we didn't know when they actually submitted their original RFQ to the City of McCook. We didn't know who Mammoth Sports Construction was. And they submitted for the design side, but then they came to us and said, we also are a full-service company. We can also do the construction side as well, too. And so we actually had to go through and look at our procurement policy because so we've used design bid build. We've used design build CMAR. This is a little bit different because we're going through cooperative purchasing and are relying on the joint public agency statutes in the Nebraska revised statutes kind of as our guide. And the other communities have actually gone this route. I know York, when they did their project with Mammoth, they actually went the same route as far as contracting through Chapter 13 of the state statutes. And so we vetted this through an attorney in Lincoln, and we did so in conjunction with the RCRP grant because I wanted to make sure that the Department of Economic Development was comfortable with this method of procurement. And they came back and they said, yes, it makes sense. They said we will release the $1.5 million of grant funding. So we've done our due diligence on this to make sure that we're able to go ahead and proceed in this method. So when we went through the contract, I got the contract from Mammoth. Nate Mustin, our city attorney, and I, we went through it over the last couple of weeks. We had a couple of changes we wanted to make. They were very receptive to those changes. took it to the council last night. And the way that they actually roll out their contracts, they do their contracts in phases. And so this is their phase A contract or phase one contract, which would be for the mass excavation at the sports complex property. Basically all the dirt work, grading, all those things that need to be done, that's going to be part of this first package. And the total price is going to be around $900,000. That's also going to include getting a piece of ground that's dedicated to the city of McCook's T Street. So when the Four Corners addition to the city of McCook was made, they included dedicated streets coming off of Highway 83 that would connect to whatever was going to be built out there on the Walters property in the future. And so we want to make sure that we've got a good start on T Street. Plus, we want to make sure that the Mammoth people have access to Highway 83. It's going to make it easier to bring materials in and out as opposed to bringing it off of Q Street. So they're going to do the grading. The total price of the project, like I said, is approximately $900,000, a little bit less. But it's going to be the initial step for us to move forward with the sports project. And they actually did a nice job. We had, I think there were five or six people from Mammoth that came yesterday. And Seth Soto and Troy Giegling, they were the ones that made the presentation. But they kind of gave us a timeline, how fast they think we can move forward with this project. And also, they kind of showed what this project is going to look like. You know, the money that we have right now isn't going to get every single amenity that we want, but that's okay. We can always phase things in. The big thing is we want to make sure that we get the championship baseball field, the championship softball field, a fourplex with an intermediate baseball field and three softball fields. So the intermediate field can double as a softball field as well, too. Plus, we want to get a soccer field that has two softball facilities on both sides, so it would double or be a multi-purpose soccer field, baseball field, softball field. The big thing is we want to have eight softball fields available to us because the research shows that eight softball fields are what you need in order to draw the big tournaments. And those are very important for us when you start talking about operations and feasibility, not just now but into the future. We need to make sure that we've got the money coming in to support this facility. And so whatever we need to do to make sure that we've got the ability to do that, that's kind of how we need to build this out. So other amenities, I know we've got pickleball courts that we've talked about. We've talked about tennis courts. We've talked about basketball courts. Someday we'd love to see an indoor facility, a field house, but we're going to have to take off little bites at a time. We can't just try to, you know, eat the whole elephant at once. And so I think that it's a very feasible project for us. I think that we are sitting, we think probably around $12 million is what we are sitting at right now between sales tax, grants, and pledges. We think there are more grants and pledges out there as well, too. And we think it's going to be around $16 million to go ahead and build out the sports complex. So I know that seems like a big gap, and it is a big gap, but that's a feasible gap for us to be able to tackle. You know, either we do it through sponsorships or selling off properties or grants or fundraising efforts. Those are things that we're going to continue to work through. We've got grants all over the place right now. We're kicking out grants left and right. And so we're going to keep on moving forward. But this first phase, just to see the dirt get moved, I think that's going to be extremely exciting for everyone. I know that they brought some equipment in yesterday. I think they're going to actually start this week to begin some of the dirt moving. And then you'll see a second contract come forward with the second phase, which is going to be the horizontal build out. So that'll be your fields and whatnot. And then there's going to be a vertical build out. That'll be the last package that we're going to bring forward. So looking forward to moving on this project. I'm ready for it to be done.
I bet you are.
I think I was joking last night, but I don't think it was. I think about it. Probably 70 to 75% of what I do right now is probably related to this project. So anyway, it's a great project. I think it's going to make McCook a little bit different than other communities. There's not going to be another town on the western side of the state that's going to have artificial turf, baseball, softball, and soccer fields. I think it's going to be a huge draw for us. I think our kids are going to be the ones that are going to benefit from it. I think it's going to offer opportunities to our kids that you could only have dreamed of at one point in time in Southwest Nebraska. Our kids aren't going to have to travel quite as much. We're going to be able to host different kinds of tournaments that we haven't been able to host. I just think it's a win-win situation for us. And then at the end of the day, it also is an economic development driver. You know, like Gene was talking about with the platting, you know, we did a final plat that's going to connect not just the recreational portion of this, but also the commercial, retail, and residential on the multifamily side. And so we are starting to see some real progress. And there are so many different conversations that are being had as far as bringing in different retailers, different hotels, different restaurants, trying to figure out what kind of housing we can put up here. You know, is it going to be single family? Is it going to be multifamily? We're going to do some townhouses, duplexes. We're talking to developers. We're talking to the retail coach to figure out what might be good options out there. I think that at the end of the day, this is going to be a project that everybody in McCook is going to be able to rally around and get excited about, because it's going to touch everyone, and it's going to hopefully reduce property taxes in the future and also increase sales tax, so that we can do more of these kinds of projects.
Gene?
I think you covered it all. I'm excited. Yep.
And they're bringing equipment in?
Yeah, they've already got some here. Wow. So, yeah, they sent me over a text yesterday afternoon. And they showed a couple of pieces of machinery that they had just brought into McCook. So I don't know how they parked it up there by Samways. I'm not sure where it came in at, if they came through John's property over on the northwest side or where it came in at. But I saw it with my own two eyes. Sarah and I, we were going to run a drone up there just to go ahead and take some before pictures. And the wind was a little bit brisk, so we decided to hold off on that. So we're going to try it again today and see if we can't get that up there. But I could see the equipment back over to the cool. Northwest side.
Good yeah. deal. All right, next up, an ordinance amended in the City of McCook Code of Ordinances on purchasing regulations and purchasing procedures.
Well, basically what this is the state law allows us to purchase up to items up to $50,000, et cetera. So we had to adopt an ordinance to go along with state law that allows us to purchase items up to $50,000. And so this was the third and final reading. So it passed, and so now it's an ordinance that we can purchase things.
And then we're already, the council comments already.
Basically, the thing I mentioned is, okay, the choice gas selection period ends tomorrow. And so if you haven't picked your natural gas supplier, please do so. I would highly recommend that of all the suppliers, of the ACE suppliers, you pick ACE, because ACE is the one that gives back to the community. And over the years that I've been on the ACE board, we've received almost $224,000from back in ACE, and we've used it for, I don't know, there must be a dozen different projects.
Oh, at least.
We've used it so many different ways.
Bandshell, skate park, auditorium, nuisance abatements, the Norris Alley. The list just goes on and
well,
on.
Well, workforce housing we gave money to, the roof on the Norris Park, the band shelter, mm-hmm. We helped to pay that. So there's a lot of things. So if you haven't picked your supplier, please do so. And I would encourage you to pick ACE.
And Wednesday is the deadline.
Tomorrow's the 23rd. It's been 3 weeks. It started the 13th and went to the 23rd. So it's 3 weeks. So yeah, tomorrow's it.
All right. We're to the end of April. May's coming up.
I believe. Yeah. It's going to get nice here pretty fast.
So, yes.
I mean, it's already pretty nice. It's been a nice spring. It really
not
has
too
been.
Bad at all.
Yeah.
And Gene and I were talking before we went on that Mother Nature better be right on this forecast this weekend.
We need the rain.
Need it.
We definitely do.